I remember the first day that I interviewed for the Miami Dolphins head coaching job with Steve Ross, and we talked a lot about the type of program that I wanted to run in Miami. One of the things I told Steve was, it's important to me that any player that we have or any staff member, I wanted to create an atmosphere where their experience as a Miami Dolphin, whether it was for 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, 10 years, was the best professional experience that they ever had. And if they left Miami and went to another organization, or if they left and went to work for General Electric or Goldman Sachs or whatever great company in America, that they would look back on their time as a Miami Dolphin and say, that organization was committed to helping me reach my full potential, that they committed the resources, the time, and invested in the individuals to make us a great football team, and so they could look back and say they had a tremendous experience. Anytime that isn't accomplished, anytime one of our players or staff members has an experience contrary to that, it requires my attention. It needs to be corrected. It needs to be looked at. It needs to be fixed. I want everybody to know I'm the one that's responsible for the workplace environment at the Miami Dolphins facility. I'm the one that sets the schedule. I decide when the practices are. I decide what time players eat, how they meet, how they lift, everything that they do in the facility. You know, when they leave the facility, we have a kind of a message board, TV board, and it says on it 24/7, 365, every day. I walk out there every day. They walk out there every day. As a reminder that, you know, we all represent one another. Everything that I do impacts everybody that I work with at the Miami Dolphins on a daily basis. And everything that they do impacts me. So I think you can imagine that when I read the report that you have, and I got the report the same minute that you got it, some of the facts, the behavior, the language that was outlined in the report is inappropriate, and it's unacceptable. Now, and I'm the one, as I mentioned earlier, that's in charge of the workplace. So I can tell you, I can tell our fans, I can tell you sitting here, I can tell our players, we're going to do things about it. We're going to make it better. All right? We're going to look at every avenue. We're going to look at every, uncover every stone, and we're going to have a better workplace. I promise you that. I'm going to make sure that happens. So I'll take any questions you have.
Joe, you said you read the report.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time we did. What in there that you read, what did you know about before the report was released?
Well, there were some little details that I didn't know about. As you can imagine, Alex, I met with the investigators, I believe it was November 18th. We were in the midst of a season. We were still coaching. We're still playing games, and so it wasn't time for me necessarily to do a lot of personal investigating into some of these claims. But, the majority of things I knew about. Well, like I said, Tom, I mean, I have to do a better job. I'm going to look at every way, the way we educate, the way we communicate, the way we talk to one another. I'm going to look at every avenue. We have a lot of dedicated, committed people in our organization, in our building, that make a lot of sacrifices every single day when they go to work. And I have to make sure that we create a better atmosphere and a better environment. Look, I'm the head football coach, so the team, the performance of the team, the record, the 8-8 record, that falls on my shoulders. And so I'm going to be more vigilant. I'm going to be more diligent. I'm going to be more visible, and I'm going to have a better pulse.
Coach, when Jonathan Martin went AWOL during the offseason, apparently you had a meeting reportedly with him. Obviously, there were some issues then. Why not follow up with him throughout the offseason and during the regular season?
Well, when I was made aware of his condition, I immediately connected him with medical treatment. And I had subsequent discussions, nothing at great length and out of respect for Jonathan. I'm not going to get into any of the details of those discussions. I think he should be the one that speaks about his health status.
Do you feel you should have followed up with him?
Again, I connected him with the medical care immediately when I knew that he needed some. And again, I'm not going to comment any further about any of those discussions about his health. He can talk about that. We haven't made. We're in concert with the NFL and the commissioner's office in regard to the potential discipline of any players. We're communicating with them on that. We haven't made any decisions on anybody's future in terms of the 2014 Miami Dolphins. Well. You know, as I mentioned to you before, I was interviewed on November 18th, I believe, by the Ted Wells and the investigative team. And we received the report exactly the same day, same time that you did. So that was a time span of 89 days, I believe. So as an organization, when you're talking about the careers and the future of people who are dedicated professionals, we felt we needed to deliberate, we needed to discuss, and we didn't feel that 5 days was an exorbitant amount of time when you consider all the implications of those decisions. That being said, Kevin O'Neill is a dedicated person, professional. He's gave 18 years of service. I don't know if there's a really good time to relieve somebody of their duties. Would it have been better maybe if he was not here? When we made a decision as an organization, we felt it was fair to communicate that decision as soon as possible, and that's what we did. We talked. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. It's always good advice, you know.
You're obviously, you know, very confident.
It's been a tough. It's been tough on a lot of people, and you know, it's been tough on a lot of people. It's been tough for our ownership. It's been tough for our fan base. It's been tough on everybody in the locker room. It's touched a lot of people across the country. It's been difficult. It's been difficult. But I know I can speak for our owner, Steve Ross, our dedicated. We're resolute in our dedication to getting this right and correcting any problems that existed. We're going to do that. Well, our owner, Steve Ross, has reached out to Jonathan. I believe they, at some point in the near future, they plan on getting together. So for me to make any comments prior to that meeting, I think would be inappropriate.
Do you think the players could handle having him back in the locker room?
Again, I'm going to, until they meet, until that meeting occurs, I'm not going to make any comments. Sure. Yeah. Well, when I was made aware of that situation that you're referencing, I took immediate action in the form of player discipline. We discussed, obviously there's many options. We discussed as an organization what the best course would be, and that's what we came up with. So I'm not going to pass the buck to anybody else. I was part of it. That was the decision that we made. Again, that was a decision that we made at that point in time. So stand by it, and that's what we did.
You talk about integrity, but after Richie assaults a woman on a golf course, mm-hmm. then made him a leader on your football team. How does that make any sense?
Well, I didn't necessarily name him a leader. There's a leadership.
How do you allow it?
There's a leadership council that we have in place. The process is that the players elect the people that they, the players that they want to be on the leadership council. Out of respect to the process, that's how the votes came in, and he was on the leadership council. That's how it went. I did not know about it when it was going on, no. The majority of things I did not know about when it was going on, no. Pardon me? Well, so obviously things became quite public around November 1st, so some things seeped in and leaked in, and then I heard the same voice message that you probably heard and the country probably heard. Those are things that, as I started, those are the things I heard. I believe that phone call was in maybe March, or certainly had never heard that text message. And so those were, as different things occurred over the period of time, I became more aware of the situation. Well, again, I don't have the benefit to look back. Certainly, I would have hoped that I would have noticed some of these things. I can tell you that I never turned my back on, if I had heard this type of language or these types of acts being done, I would have intervened immediately. There's a common decency that people need to have toward one another, and when that gets violated, that's an issue. So I certainly wish I had seen some of it, and I could have intervened quicker, and perhaps it would not have grown to this proportion that it's grown to. So, but it's easy to look back. That's how it's happened. That's how it unfolded. And so now I got to focus on the future and how we're going to correct the problems. Again, Steve Ross is the one that does the hiring of the Miami Dolphins. That's a question you should ask him. I believe in the players. I believe when we first became aware of some of these allegations that I have faith in our locker room, faith in the players that we have. I think we have an outstanding coaching staff. I know we have work to do, like every other football team here. That's why we're here. We're here to work. We're here to evaluate these prospects and get and improve our football team. But, again, I'm confident in the direction. I'm confident we're going to make the changes necessary to improve the workplace at the Miami Dolphins and improve our football team.